corpse. And yet, had I the nerve to lie and look up at that deadly black shadow wavering down upon me? Already I was unable to stand erect. But then my eye caught something which brought a gush of hope back to my heart. A thin yellow line of light suddenly appeared between two of the boards that made up the wooden walls, broadening rapidly as a small panel was pushed backwards. Within a few moments, the boards had been caught beneath the jaw of the machine, and the gap had widened sufficiently for me to hurl myself through to lay, half fainting, on the other side.
Come, quickly!
But who are you?
Please, they will see you are not there.
He wanted to kill me.
Not now.
He wanted to kill me.
You must come. I help you. Yes, yes, quickly now, quickly.
I'm not sure if it's exactly the right size, but this seal might do the trick. Although, from what I heard just then, the press seemed to work rather well.
You are right. It did work well.
Still, we can't afford to take any chances. Best change it as soon as... what's happened to Hatherley?
You will see soon enough.
Surely. No. No, I don't believe it.
You may believe what you like.
I told you this was never to happen again.
Tell me nothing. I am in charge here. You do as I say. Our young friend was too curious.
Surely we could have... Anything but this.
He has to be stopped. And now... You must help me to get rid of the...
Nine. He cornered us.
Oh, thank God.
How could...
Ah, I see. He will not have got far.
We better make sure that
he... No, there's no time. We must find him.
Come!
Why? Why did they want to kill me?
Do you not understand? Please, now they will know you are not there.
I don't understand. You look up here.
Please, they are coming.
Who are you? Why are you doing this?
There is no time.
Where are you taking
me? Hurry!
No find him up here. Stay by the stairs. He is still in the house.
They are coming. In here.
As she spoke, a light sprang into view at the far end of the passage, and I saw the lean figure of Colonel Lysander Stark rushing forward with a lantern in one hand and something gleaming in the other.
Down here, quickly!
The window! It's your
other
door!
Lock the door!
There is no key!
God, stuck! I'm not sure I...
Honey!
There!
You must jump, now!
What about you?
Oh, you are stupid, jump!
I'm not going to just leave you!
My way.
No, you must not. Remember your promise.
I said, get out of my way.
You will be silent. I know it.
You will be your ruin.
Please.
No.
I had by now maneuvered myself to the outside of the window, and as Stark pushed the woman aside and rushed across the room, I lowered myself so that I was hanging full length with my hands grasping the sill. My last impression of Stark was a face distorted with fury, and the cleaver he was holding descending toward me. As I let go, I was conscious of a dull pain. I was shaken but not hurt by the fall, so I picked myself up and rushed off among the bushes as hard as I could run. Suddenly, however, a deadly dizziness and sickness came over me. I glanced down at my hand, which was throbbing painfully, and then, for the first time, saw that my thumb had been cut off and that the blood was pouring from the wound. Despite my now delirious state, I realized that a tourniquet would have to be applied as quickly as possible, and I achieved this with my handkerchief and a twig that was lying on the ground. Then there came a sudden buzzing in my ears, and the next moment I fell in a dead faint.
How long were you unconscious?
I could not tell, but it must have been a long time, as it was quite light when I came to myself.
Where were you when you regained consciousness?
That is the strangest part of the whole affair. When I first came to, naturally, I sprang to my feet, feeling that I might hardly yet be safe from my pursuers. But to my astonishment, when I looked round me, neither house nor garden were to be seen.
Extraordinary.
I found instead that I had been lying in an angle of a hedge close by the high road, and looking further I could see it was close by the very station at which I had arrived a few hours before. Were it not for the ugly wound upon my hand, all that had passed during those dreadful hours might have been an evil dream. Mr. Holmes?
Please, carry on. I seem to recall...